Hi, it's Germination Editor Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to part 11 of 12 of our Past, Present, Future series on our six seed industry associations. Today we're talking about the future of the Canadian Plant Technology Agency. Changes come fast for the Canadian Plant Technology Agency, or CPTA, as the action agency working to ensure intellectual property is respected in Canadian agriculture. The 20-year-old organization has seen its role change since it was founded. It began as an active lobby group, but a reduction in funding has led it to become more of an educational resource for the industry. Now that the Seed Synergy Collaboration Project is being undertaken, CPTA Executive Director Lauren Hadley sees potential in the exercise to create a next-generation seed system for the country. He says CPTA members are already keenly interested in the project's potential. A lot of that interest was expressed at the CPTA's annual meeting held in Halifax back in July.
There is a thirst for more information. There is an engagement in wanting to know more about the different functional areas that we described in a next generation seed sector. I think there's general agreement into the sort of focus and values that we presented. But I also think that there is a recognition that what we're doing today is not sustainable. So you have this combination of looking to the 3 to 5 year future, plus some concern about the next 2 to 5 when you see all the changes in the industry. So even though we haven't talked about, and we don't engage in the discussion about what industry would look like going forward from the standpoint of organizations, the majority of the questions were around that particular issue.
For Hadley, maintaining focus is key as CPTA moves ahead, but he says the industry likely now has the benefit of having CPTA's principles embedded in its very fabric, which will help the industry in general as it moves into the future.
CPTA has always had the overriding value of collaboration. We've never set out to set ourselves apart from organizations. We have a very focused area, but it impacts everybody. So our job at CPTA has been to work as much as possible with the collaboration of other organizations. So when we talk, we have our meetings in conjunction with CSTA. When it comes to talking about things, about how things are done, when talking to seed growers, many times we actually work with seed grower organizations in terms of being at their meetings and talking to people either formally or in the hallways. We talk to CSAC about what messages that seed labs need to know. So we've never set out to make CPTA the focus. Our focus is around the service we deliver to members, not about the organization. It is a virtual organization set out to deliver a defined set of things members needed, and that's to monitor the marketplace, to advise on enforcement issues, and to educate. And we've really never strayed from that.
Bruce Harrison is Senior Director of Seed Breeding and Innovation for Crop Production Services and a former CPTA board member. He notes that today the seed industry is concerned with many areas: research and development, market access, production, processing, sale, and more. And those functions aren't linked very well at times. The Seed Synergy Project will hopefully bring that together, he says, so long as our six associations have very specific and finely tuned mandates.
Most important, probably first, is making sure that there are crystal clear goals for each of the organizations. And where there's an opportunity to work more closely together to ensure that there's limited overlap and that we're getting the most out of the limited resources that are available, that if there's an opportunity to come together through synergy, we should really embrace that.
Hadley sees growing needs for CPTA's services and for CPTA to be involved with more impact in certain areas, but that has to be balanced with the costs and benefits of that. Innovators need to be paid, he says, and seeing they get paid for their innovations is still CPTA's mission. Operationally, he says, how that happens in the future is up for discussion.
We've got to look at the future. We've got to look at the resources we have available. We've got to as executive directors and management, lay out a plan and then get engagement and agreement that that plan is correct, and then we got to implement. It will affect each organization differently. For CPTA, set up with a very focused approach, which is somebody's got to be upfront, honest, and clear with industry members, producers, and stakeholders. For me as the executive director of CPTA, it's the framework that best suits the mission of my members. And the mission of my individual members as businesses is to innovate. Their job, their role, their goal is to innovate. And for the people that are using that innovation, in the first instance, producers, to pay for that innovation.
Join me soon for the 12th and final part of our Past, Present, Future series when we'll discuss what's ahead for the Canadian Seed Growers Association. Thanks for listening.